Hello, everybody. Welcome to the webinar for April 2015. My name is Dustin Hartzler, and today we are going to be talking about how to create a membership site for our WordPress website. There's lots of different ways to do it, and we are going to dive into some of the popular options that are out there. I'm going to share with you four distinct different plugins and options and solutions. There's plenty more of those out there, but I just wanted to highlight a few of them and why some of them are good and some of them are not as good. And then what we'll do is we'll actually set up and configure one right inside of a development site that I've got running, set up and installed. So that's kind of what we're going to look at. That's kind of the outline for today. We're going to look at the features for popular membership plugins. We'll configure a free plugin. That's the one that we're going to land on, is free. But there, we actually do need a few premium pieces to actually make the plugin work as desired. So it is a free plugin, but there will be a few small little costs with it. And then I will give you some tips for a successful membership site if we have time towards the end of the presentation. As I said, during this portion, while we are looking at a presentation, I cannot see the chat box or anything like that. So I will catch up with those as soon as we get into the live demo mode. I should be able to see both of my screens just perfectly fine. It looks like I almost need a third computer screen to be able to do everything that I need for this webinar. But that's that. If you are attending live, it would be great if you could head on over to dustinislive.com, and that should send out a tweet to let other people know what you are doing this morning, that you are hanging out with me and that you're learning about WordPress membership sites. And if they're interested, they can sign up and they can attend right now as well. So if you head over to dustinislive.com, that will pre-populate a tweet and we'll send that out right away. Okay, so I want to get started by saying not all membership plugins are created equal, and there are dozens and dozens of plugins that will work, and they will do exactly what you need, or they'll do parts of what you need. And so it's really important that if somebody asks you, or you have a client, you're like, do you have a perfect plugin for you? The thing is, you may not use the same one every single time for every single project. I think that's what I kind of want to emphasize here, because of the fact is that the plugins are different, and plugins, depending on the features that you need, a different plugin may work differently or better for their specific need. And so I just wanted to highlight that they're not all created equal. There's some that can do a perfect job of doing X, but it's not going to be that perfect thing for client Y over here. And so you want to just keep that in consideration. You want to think about that while you're picking up and you're choosing one of these membership plugins. So there's dozens of them out there. Here's just a few that I've came up with. There's Cart 66, there's Exchange by iThemes, there's MemberPress, there's MemberMouse, there's WooCommerce, there's something called Zippy Courses, the Restrict Content Pro, Wishlist Member didn't even make the list. There is, I think, Digital Access Pass, I think, AP is one. There's S2 membership that's in the WordPress repository. There are tons and tons and tons of these. And so you want to just make sure that you're really evaluating what the plugin does, what features it has, before you actually start using it and seeing if it's going to be perfect for you. So there are some different things that you can evaluate each plugin in or on. So, you know, so the different things to consider when you're thinking about a plugin. Now, you want to see how easy is this to use. I think that's probably one of the biggest features, depending on what type of site you're trying to build. Are you trying to create a membership site for somebody else who's going to manage everything? Then you definitely want it to be very easy to use. You want your client, your friend, whoever you're helping set up, you want them to be able to add new content, add, you know, new widget. You know, you want them to be able to add the content that they need, or maybe move content from a premium package to a lower package or whatever. You know, ease of use is a very big concern. Time to learn is another one, especially if you're trying to give this as a project, you're handing it off to a client when the project's done. You want to make sure that it's easy for them to learn. You know, can you drag and drop modules around? Can you, can you change things around very, very easily? So that's something to think about. Charge proration is another thing to think about. This means basically if somebody starts in the middle of a month, you know, do you prorate their charge? Do you have them, everybody start paying on the first of the month? Do you have people when they canceled, can they get a refund for the rest of the month that they didn't use? You just have to think about that when you're setting up your membership site. You know, is this a feature that you're looking for or not? E-commerce support is another one. You know, do you want this to be in line with a shopping cart that you already have? You know, do you have digital or physical products that you want to sell? And then you're adding a membership piece on top of it. You know, are you selling a, let's say, you know, some sort of widget and you sell it, and then you want people to subscribe to a premium site as well so that you get the reoccurring income, and they're also getting valuable information about how to use their widget or things like that. You know, so you want to be able to think about that. Some plugins only have the membership part built in, and with the membership part, you can't sell other things on your site. So that's something to think about. Sequential delivery is another one. You know, is this something that, you know, are you setting up a membership site where everybody gets full access to everything the minute that they join? You know, they just get overwhelmed with a flood of new information, especially if the website is 2 years old, it's got 2 years worth of content, and then they sign up for the very first thing. Or would you rather have them sign up, and then once they've signed up, and then they get trickle down, you know, I think they call it drip content. So they get their first email and it gives them some information, and then their second email kind of gives them, you know, only access to things that they need right away, so they're not overwhelmed with tons and tons of information. You know, almost like, you know, you have a mini course inside of your big course. You know, that's another thing to think about. You also want to think about payment gateway options. I know that most of them will support PayPal right out of the box. That's usually one of the most standard ones. But there's also like Stripe, there's Authorize.net. There's a ton of them, especially like some of the plugins that are global. You know, I knew WooCommerce has tons and tons of different payment gateway options, so you can connect with almost any payment system that's out there. And then the last thing is you want to see if upselling and downselling is important to you, based on either your shopping cart, or, you know, if once they're enrolled in your gold level, you know, is there some way to upsell them into platinum while they're already a customer? You know, is there a way that you can downsell somebody if they're not getting all the full benefits? You know, is it easy to move them to another a package and another level? So that's another thing to think about. So I've got four of these plugins that I've personally used, and I just want to go through and tell you about them and just kind of highlight some of the goods and the bads about each one of them. And then once we get to the fourth one, that will be the one that we're going to land on. And then we'll go from there. So the first one, this was the first one that I ever tried. It's called Restrict Content Pro. And it is a single site license, costs $42. And then it kind of goes up from there. So if you want 2 to 4 sites or something, then it's only like $35 per site. And then it's kind of got a pricing structure. But this is one that is basically like, you just want to restrict content on your current website. Like if you are interested in saying that, oh, I want some of my older stuff to be password protected and people have to pay for it. You know, maybe they get, maybe the first 30 days worth of content is all free, and then everything else after that is, you know, locked down, people have to pay for it. You know, there's lots of different things to think about, but it is very easy to use and it's fast to learn. It's one of the simplest plugins. There's not a lot of fluff in it. It does have great reporting data, so you can get in a lot of information. You can find out exactly, you know, who's looking at what, and the reporting is probably one of its greatest features. There's no prorating charges, so it's basically once they stop the paying, you know, it's over. They can't stop in the middle of the month and automatically get a refund. And there's no sequential delivery. It's basically like you set this up and then they get access to everything. So that's Restrict Content Pro. It's very simple to use. It is I like it because the plugin developer is Pippin from pippinsplugins.com, and I know that he does a solid job with his coding. I know that there's absolutely going to be no fluff in there. There's no like extra settings that you don't need. And then there are Restrict Content Pro add-ons or extensions that you can add for different payment gateways and things like that. Some of those are free, some of those are, you know, paid as well. So it really depends on what you're really looking for in a delivery system. WooCommerce actually needs an extra extension called Groups, and the single site license for that is $79. And so this basically will add your membership site as a piece of your shopping cart that you already have set up with WooCommerce. And so if you're not using WooCommerce, then this probably isn't the right plugin for you, but you could still use it, you know, you could still use it with whatever shopping cart that you may be using. There are tons of payment gateways, like I said earlier, for WooCommerce. There's just hundreds of them, almost, it seems like. It is more cumbersome to set up. You've got to have WooCommerce set up and installed and configured, and then you add the groups piece on. So you're actually configuring two different plugins to get them to work in unison together. I think most of the setup with WooCommerce, you know, the payment gateways, all that stuff needs to be done first, and then you can add on the groups piece of it, and then they start to work together. It is weak in upsells and downsells as well. It's not really good and made for that. But basically, if you want to be able to, you know, have a product on your in your shopping cart that people can add, that's a reoccurring payment, you know, of some sort of membership site, then that is what WooCommerce would be perfect for. It would work for that. Another one that's really interesting and new out there is called Zippy Courses, and this is a single site license for $199, and this basically is more going on along the lines of creating an online course. And so sometimes membership sites are more along the courses, and sometimes they're more like just information. So for example, like Michael Hyatt has one that is a membership that you pay so much per month, and then you get access to all the content. Inside the content, you know, there's forum posts that, you know, there's the members can post to and get advice on. And then he does monthly extra content that actually, you know, that you can subscribe to. They can do live webinars, and then they do like a member makeover each month. And they do a few like things that you can subscribe to and you can watch right away. But this, it's not a course. Like, there's nothing really to go through and learn. On the other hand, there's a friend of mine has a site, Learn Scrivener Fast, and that's basically his membership site. And I guess that's not really a membership site. That's just a one-time fee that you pay to go through a course. You know, if it is a... So it really depends. Like, Zippy Courses is one that I thought would be really interesting, and I was getting ready to try it out and use it and kind of showcase it for this actual webinar. But it looks like it's better used for courses and not necessarily just a membership site. The cool part about Zippy Courses is it does a great job with drip content. So if you wanted, once somebody signed up, you to slowly get new notifications in their inbox when new content is available, you know, that's perfect for that. Also, another really cool thing is it's set up to build courses easily. So the navigation is really simple to set up, and payment plans are also a breeze. And so this was one of the unique things, that there is a payment plan for a course. The payment plans... you know, so they could be, you know, a monthly thing, or they can be a one-time payment broken into chunks of payment plans. And so the only thing that I didn't like about Zippy Courses is that it needs to be installed on its own site, its own installation of WordPress. So that basically means that you have to go in and have two sites. You know, you may want to have your membership.yourwhitewebsite.com, and you get set up that way, but then you have to manage two different sites and two different backends and things like that. And that just really didn't appeal to me, because I like to have everything into one site. So Zippy Courses isn't a probably going to be a solution for most things, but I wanted to highlight that and just showcase it, because it is another thing that it's a fairly new plugin that's out there that will probably most likely get overlooked, because there's not a lot of people in that market. This is actually created by Derek Halpern of socialtriggers.com, and so I thought that would be kind of a interesting thing. He's a marketer, and he helps the people grow their courses by doing marketing type things. And so I thought Zippy Courses would be one to, you know, kind of put in here as just kind of to highlight. And then the last one that we're going to talk about is Exchange, and we're going to spend the most of the time here on Exchange, and this is made by iThemes. And so the single site license is free to actually set up Exchange, but we will need a few extra plugins, like I said, some add-ons to make it work exactly as we need it. So this is great for sequential delivery. It makes it easy to use. It's fast to learn. Like, you'll see as we go through this, I mean, I haven't even touched it. I mean, I installed it on the default installation, but we're going to turn the plugin on for the first time, and we're going to go through and we're going to set up different membership levels and restrict different content and stuff like that. E-commerce is built in. So it's basically Exchange is like the e-commerce site. It's the e-commerce package that iThemes uses. And so e-commerce is built right in. And then what I really like too is it's easy to restrict access to paid content. So you can restrict like all of a certain category or all of a certain tag, or you can set up different rules. And so you can say, like, I want this, everything that's tagged as, let's say, video, I want that to be restricted except for this particular post. And then that can be free to everybody. And so you've got the ability to do that as well. So Exchange is really, really cool. And again, I just want to highlight and emphasize that the plugin that you choose depends on the features that you need. And so you really have to think about, okay, what features do I need? Which ones are most important to me? Which ones are most important to the client and things along those lines? Wishlist Member is a huge plugin that does some really cool things, but it takes a while to understand, to learn, to configure, to set up. You know, so if that's, you know, if you want to get something up and running very, very quickly, you know, you just want to restrict all your content, maybe Restrict Content Pro is perfect for you, or maybe your membership model is to just to create a yearly course, you know, that you refresh every year, but you know, people pay for it once and then they keep, you know, maybe they pay once per year. And so maybe Zippy Course is better for that because it's not a recurring monthly thing, but maybe it's a yearly course or things like that. So you just have to think through what your goals and objectives are, and then from there pick the plugin that's going to work for you. Today, we'll be configuring Exchange, and I just wanted to highlight this one because it is a free plugin, and if you are already somebody that's, you know, purchased iThemes Backup Buddy, maybe you've got the developer kit, you know, all of the stuff comes with it. You know, there's one price to pay for all of the plugins from iThemes, and they've got some really cool technology that I'll showcase as well that I think it's just a really good solution. I think will work for most people. Again, it probably won't work for every case scenario, but this is the one that we are going to dive into today. So even though the plugin is free, there's a few premium add-ons. We need the membership plugin and we need recurring payments, because what kind of membership site is it if you can't take recurring payments? It's kind of a lame one, that's for sure. So you want to make sure that you have these two plugins installed, and I'll show you, we'll go right to the iTheme site here in just a second, and I'll show you where that is located on their site. And then lastly, what I really like about iThemes is you have the thing called iTheme Sync. And so this is basically a dashboard where you can make sure that all your themes, your plugins, your core files, those are all updated. You can actually see in real time your Backup Buddy backups. You can also see like how many courses that you've sold and what your, you know, how many courses you've sold a day. You know, you can manage, if you have multiple sites, you can do all of this from one place, which I really like, and it makes it very, very easy to get things set up, and you can just, it's just really, really easy. So we will go ahead and take a look. Let me exit out of the presentation and we will get started. All right, so here we are in the, we're in just Google Chrome, and we are looking at Exchange. You can find it over at iThemes.com/Exchange. And basically what we want to do is, it's highlighting their product, of course. Like, that's what it's going to do. But basically what we need is we need those two additional plugins, as you can see. We also can see that if you want to use Stripe, you can just download the plugin. It's completely free. So today we're just going to do PayPal because that's easy, because all you do basically for PayPal is you just add your email address and then everything else is really taken care of. So we're not going to go through and try to configure and set up Stripe for this demo, but you know that if you're more excited about Stripe, then you can use the Stripe add-on for free. So if you need the membership add-on, that is going to be $97 if you buy that just outright, if you just want that particular plugin, or they would highly recommend the Pro Pack. And I'm not, you know, trying to sell for iThemes, but what you will need is you will need the Pro Pack, and you'll get recurring payments, Stripe payments add-on. You will get the MailChimp add-on. You'll get all the other add-ons for $197. And if you go to $247, then you get all of everything that you need for Exchange, and then everything including Backup Buddy, all the other products that iThemes do. So you want to think about that as well. So, and then I guess lastly, I just want to show you iTheme Sync, and then we'll get into building and configuring our membership site. And so I don't use iTheme Sync as my main account to sync everything, but I just wanted to highlight some of the cool things. So if you go to conqueryourwebsite.com, this is just a URL that I have, and I set up a iThemes account, or I set up a Exchange account earlier today. And basically what you can do once you're on here, you can go and you can load all of your information. So you can see all my plugins are up to date, all my themes are up to date, and then I can show on my dashboard here that I just made a sale today. I just created a membership site. I created a recurring payment, and then I used a coupon code to get it in because I really didn't want to pay myself for, you know, just to the purposes of highlighting. But then it can show me how many sales I have today and how many I have this month and how many transactions that I've had. So you can see all of that over at Exchange. You can go in, you can see all of that information as well. And you can see the different orders. You can go in and you can see exactly who the customer was and that type of information. You can see security things. You can see themes, plugins. You know, all of this is basically on all of your sites. So if you have multiple websites that you're trying to manage all at one time, or if you're a developer and you're trying to manage multiple sites for lots of clients, iThemeSync might be the perfect solution for you, because you can see this one is the one we're going to be working on. You can see that the red means there's a problem, so it can't connect because it's a local site. Yellow means that my site has updates that are necessary. And then green means all clear, we're all ready to go. So that's something to think about as well. So sync.ithemes.com, and you can actually, there's a plugin for your phone. You can sync. I mean, it's really, really cool. You can do a lot of really cool things. And so I think that's one extra added bonus that some of the other membership plugins don't have, is just this extra feature that you can manage multiple sites and you can see all of your things in a dashboard. So I really, really like that. So that's enough of that, and that's enough of that. And so what we're going to do is we are going to go over to the membership plugin, and our just membership.dev is what the site is that I'm building today. And that's located right here on my my computer running desktop server. And so what we want to do is, I just turned on iThemeSync so we could see that on that other screen. And so other than that, we don't have any plugins we're running. So we'll go ahead and just activate iThemes Exchange. It's important to note that the plugins all come from, once you can download the plugins right from iThemes themselves. I don't think you can get them from the WordPress repository. You just download them from your site, and then you do the plugins, add new, and then you upload the zip file. Yeah, like I said, iThemes Exchange is free. If we want to do the Stripe add-on, that was free. And then the add-ons down here, those were the premium ones that I have paid for. And I use that, you know, that way I have access to them and I can start to use them. So we'll just go ahead and activate this, and then we'll go through setting up some of the things that you need. So you basically install the plugin and you turn it on, and now it says that, you know, it's giving us a reminder that we can track our sales with iThemeSync. We already know that. I already discussed that. And so we can see if we wanted to sell digital downloads or physical products, we just go ahead and can click those boxes and the different payment options and the different things come up. Actually want to do membership sites. And so you can see there's a little dollar sign right here, which means that's a premium add-on. So let's go back over to our plugins, and we'll do installed plugins, and we will go ahead and turn on the membership plugin. And it looks like it automatically by default turned on the recurring payment module as well. So we can go back to the quick setup, and then we want to say that yes, we are going to turn on membership. That's the main thing that we want to do today. And I guess maybe the membership or the recurring payments also added Stripe, because that's already there and set up. So we would just want to go ahead and say we're going to use PayPal Basic. That's going to be the fastest setup. And then we can just use my PayPal email address. And we can, the button will say pay with PayPal, and then things will be sent to my email address. And then you can pick your currency. So if you wanted to use, you know, whatever currency you wanted to, that would be perfect as well. And then if you wanted to subscribe to their newsletter, you can do that right there. Andy asked in the chat room if you need to use an iThemes theme. Nope, you do not have to. That's some of the iThemes themes might work a little bit nicer. They may have, you know, some stuff built in to, you know, have Exchange already up and running, but you do not have to use that at all. If you take a look at my site, we are actually, I don't even know what theme I'm going to be using. It's going to be 2014. So that's what we'll be using to build the site today. So that page is all set up, and basically what we want to do is we want to go and we want to add a product. I mean, that's the first step. It's pretty simple. It is a, you know, we want to call, I think today we'll just set up like a gold and a platinum package. So we'll say gold, and we'll say that is $99 per month. And so what the membership module adds, or the add-on, basically gives us the ability to say we want that $99 a year or $99 a month. So we can go ahead and do that, and we can automatically turn on auto renew if we want. So that means it, when somebody signs up, they'll automatically be turned on, or it'll automatically renew the next time, you know, that year comes around, that month comes around. So we want to go ahead and enter a description and say welcome, or this is for our gold plan. We won't make it any more difficult than that. And basically what we can do then is we can add images if we wanted to. You know, we could add an image to make it look much nicer when people are actually signing up for this membership plan. So we won't do that as well today either. So we want to just add a gold, and then we will add a platinum as well. So we'll say platinum. There we go. And then that will be maybe $199 per month, and we will make that monthly, and we will make that auto renew as well. And then platinum plan is the best, and we'll use that as well. Now you can see, as we scroll down here, we can say what content the platinum people have access to. So since we have two different levels, there's probably some content that the platinum people will get that the gold people won't get, because otherwise why would you pay an extra $100 per month? And so what we can do is we can add new rules, and we can add different groups. We can add product files and stuff like that. So we'll just add a new rule real quick. There's not going to be a lot in here because there's no content on the site. But say, for example, we can say that we want posts. We can restrict certain posts if we want to. We can restrict certain pages. We can restrict certain products. We can do certain categories if we wanted to. So we could say we only want people that have platinum be able to access the uncategorized posts. Or if we wanted to, you know, certain tags, we could say these are the specific tags that each individual person that's in the platinum plan gets. If we have custom post types, we could have the ability to set up custom post types, and maybe there's platinum custom post types, or there could be gold custom post types. So that's another thing to think about. I guess right now what we'll do is we'll do categories, and let's go over and actually create a category. We'll do a platinum category, a gold category, and a platinum category. So we can do that. Gold is there, and then platinum is there as well. So now if we come back over here to our site, we should be able to refresh on this page. We can add a new rule, and then we can say that we want categories, and this is platinum. We want only people that have platinum access to have platinum. A new group is if you wanted to drag a few different things and kind of bundle them into a group so your list isn't quite as long. That's what that is all about. So we'll just delete that for now. Other cool things that you can restrict are different product files. So maybe you have, you have an ebook that you only want to give to platinum people. And so you can give them access to specific URLs, which is really pretty cool. And you can give them the ability to download them. You can put them in welcome messages and things like that. So you can make sure that people that have to be logged in and have the right credentials in order to get the information and the content. So you can have a welcome message, and this is basically like just all of these settings are kind of just setting up the platinum access only. So you can do this as well. So basically there's a message that'll appear above the list of protected content for people who are logged in. So you can describe the membership, let them know what to do, read first. So when they log in for the very first time, this is the page that they're going to come to first. And so this is basically generating its own page. So when platinum people log in, they're going to get the platinum. Here's, welcome screen. And then you can put all the information in there that you need. There's an extended description, so that will go underneath the welcome message if you need that more information there. If you want to have membership information, if there's prerequisites or objectives or intended audience, all of that stuff's there. You can do parent memberships and child memberships. So if they're, this is getting kind of complex. Like if you have a lot of different membership levels, you can create like this one is if, let's say for example, like platinum gets everything that gold gets, but then they get more. So that would be, so you could say that, I think if you say that gold is a membership, I think if you say gold here would be the parent. So memberships that include content from this membership and all the children of it. I think that's how that works. So one way or the other, One of the ways we'll say take whatever gold has and give it to platinum as well. So that's what one of those are. I'm not exactly sure which one is it. A parent gets all of its own access plus all of its children's access. Okay, so we would want it to be a parent of gold, I think. Anyways, that would be something that you can figure out and set up on your own. Download expiration means basically if you wanted to give people only set access, maybe, you know, there's a link or something that, you know, I don't know. Like if you wanted to make them take action right away, you could say that this will expire in, you know, so many days, or you can limit how many times people download things, because sometimes people will do the membership site, they'll download everything, and they'll give their password to other people and they'll download it. And so you want to if you want to control that, you'll be able to set the download limit as well. Availability is if you want to set a start date and use an end date, that's an option as well. Like sometimes you might release a certain piece of your membership site and it's only available for the next 10 days. Like you can set that up. And you can do that as well. You know, maybe if there's only, I think this sits on the full level of platinum. So you can say, oh, you can only subscribe from platinum from today for the next 4 days, and then you get this price. So you want to use this as a start and end date. You could do that as well. Inventory, if you had inventory for this, that wouldn't really be a necessity. Like you can't really have an inventory unless you only wanted to sell like 100 seats to this. I guess that would be what you would want to do. If you only wanted 100 people in your site at one time, then you could enable the inventory tracking for this product and then go from there. So that's what that would be used for. Again, product slug, that's what it is. You can add a purchase message onto the receipt. So if you wanted to do that, you can set the maximum number of, things that, they can purchase. You know, if you wanted somebody to be able to purchase 7 membership sites, they could. You probably want to just restrict this to number 1. And then you can set the order on a page based on if they're listed on a page from 0 to 10. You know, if you had 10 membership sites, so you could organize them in a way based on the project order number right there. So that's how to set up the big level. Like, okay, this is platinum. This is what you're going to get with platinum. Now, what you can do once you have your level set up. So again, we didn't go through all the configuration settings because, you know, they're kind of tedious and there's a lot that we can set up and configure. But then what you can do is you can actually go into your post and you can add a new post and you can say that we don't need this. And so this is platinum. Oops. PLATINUM. I'm having a hard time spelling that today. Platinum content. And so what we can do is we can type in some text. We can just kind of highlight put some text here. And then we can go to the member content button and we can say that we want to restrict this page to platinum only. So we can insert a short code. And basically what that's going to do is the short code will actually only show what's in this short code to people who are logged in. So that's kind of a weird way to say that, but basically what you'd want to do is you'd want to do something like this. And so you're basically showing the content to all this gibberish, this lorem ipsum that I added will only be shown to platinum members. And so what you'd want to do is you'd want to go in and you'd want to say like, this page is restricted for platinum members. And then it would show the rest of that if you wanted to. So there's different ways to organize. There's different ways to do this. So we could do that. Let's see. We wanted development content. So we could publish it like that if we wanted to. And then, you know, then we've restricted some of the content on the page. If we wanted to restrict the whole page, we could just get rid of this. We could get rid of the short code. And then we could go down and give it a category of platinum. And then if we update that, then it will only be shown to people who have platinum access. So to highlight this, if we go to, we'll open this up in a new tab, and of course we'll be able to see it because we're logged in as an admin. But if we open this up in a incognito browser window and we go to membership.dev, and it says this content is for available for members only. Become a member now to get access to this and other awesome content. And so we could also put in a button in here if we wanted to say, you know, join now, go to store, things along those lines. And so that's how that is. And so if we look at it, we can see that none of this text is here and it doesn't even have this page is restricted because of the fact that we It doesn't have that text there because we've restricted all content to Platinum. If we remove this and we go and we highlight this and we say this is the member content for Platinum and we insert short code, and that's going to, when you highlight the text, it's going to wrap the short code around your text, and then we can hit update. And then we can go over here, and if we refresh now, it's different. Now it says this page is restricted for Platinum members. And so that's restricting content on a page-by-page basis. If we wanted to, if we really, if we had some sort of content, you know, as you can see, people can still leave a reply. On the other way, when we restricted the category, people couldn't even leave a reply because they couldn't get to that page because it was restricted for those people of that membership level themselves. So how this would be good is, say, for example, maybe you wanted to show different content to different people based on logged in-ness, if you will. And so maybe you just have like a brief excerpt at the top for gold members, and then you have all the rest of the content for premium members. And so you could do that as well. You could set it up in that manner. So maybe we would have like a short, just put short excerpt here. And then we could restrict that to just gold members. And so gold members would see the short excerpt, and then it would say, you could put a link in there to say read more, you know, or, you know, the rest is protected, you know, whatever it is, like you can have the ability to go in and customize and show exactly what you want to for people who are signed up for your site. If we add another page, maybe we can say this is bonus material. And again, I'm just making all of this stuff up to go. So we've got all kinds of a sweet giveaway. We've got a sweet giveaway bonus happening. And maybe you want this to be available for both types of people. So we could, if we wanted to, we could, we want to make the bonus content available for both memberships. And so what we could do is we could go and we could check both of these boxes, so we can make sure that both products or both categories are there. We could also go over to back to our products page and go to Platinum, and we can say that we want to include, we can add a new rule, and we say we want to include posts, and we want to say bonus material, and that's only going to be available for 3 days because we want people to take action. And so we can go ahead and update that. And then we'd also want that to be accessible for gold people. So we can go in and we can say, okay, we want the gold people as well. We want to add a new rule, and we want to say posts, and we want to say bonus content, and we want to say for 3 days as well. So we can update that. And then if we go back to that post, I think bonus material, that was post 22. So if we go to here and we say 22 as a logged out user, it would say it's restricted for members only. So become a member and now we can get access to that. And so that's how we would do that. And so we can, oh, it's even down here. I forgot to show you. I knew that this was there somewhere. So you can add this restriction right from the each individual page. I didn't scroll down because my screen's not big enough. But after adding categories and tags, now you can say who can access this content. So we can just add a restriction right here. And so instead of going back to the other page like we did in two different screens, you can do all of that from right here. You can also set a featured image for this post. You know, obviously we're going to generate content and make our site much, much better. Like, we're not just going to add sweet bonus content in here and here and here and things along those lines. And so that's how that works, and that's how that piece of things work. And so and those are kind of the bare bones settings. If we needed to, we should probably have went in first and added payments, or I guess payments show who is paid. We haven't had anybody pay, of course, but we can add company details. All of this information will be shown on the receipt that is generated for each person that signs up for the membership site. So just all of these settings will need to go in, and you can add customer's first name or last name or username. You can add all of that as part of the customer page and the order information that goes out. You can check the email settings, and you can say where the emails will come from, and your email name, the notification, and all of that kind of stuff. This is basically the notification email template. So when somebody pays, you'll get you'll get an email from, you know, iThemes will send you an email, and it'll say, oh, you've got a payment, and this is who bought, and this is how much they ordered, and stuff like that. And then the last setting is for Exchange, it automatically will set up these different pages for us. So it'll set up the store page, the customer registration page, the account page, things along those lines. So if we go to, we should be able to go to this URL here, and it will show us both of the options. Again, they're not going to be styled. There's no image associated with them because I didn't do that. But basically what we want to do, you know, like we can customize this and configure this, but we can say view detail and we can say Platinum Pan is the best. And so we'll say buy now, and then we can pay with PayPal, and we can say if we wanted to buy multiple of them, we wanted to buy three Platinum plans, you know, we can do that. We can update the quantity, and then we pay with PayPal, and then it opens up our PayPal, you know, PayPal is open. It looks like I don't have things set up quite properly with the plan itself. I'm not exactly sure where that setting is, but so that's how it's all set up. So you can configure it and you can just give people the option to purchase. You can give people just a link and you can create your own button around it. So for like the product itself, you can, I keep going to the add product. For the product itself, you can you can make custom artwork and you put all of that stuff there. You can say, I'm just trying to see why that payment didn't go through. For some reason it didn't. I'm not exactly sure. It's somewhere in here, I know for sure. But so that's kind of in a nutshell. That's about 45 minutes of how iThemes membership works and how iThemes Exchange works with the membership add-on, the membership plugin. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can go ahead and start using it and start playing with it. You won't see those recurring membership and the recurring payments actually happening until you install the premium add-ons. And so if you have any questions, feel free to ask them in the chat box. It is a few seconds of a delay between my live recording and when the questions come in. So I'll just fill a little bit of time here by talking about the add-ons that can come right inside of the Exchange plugin. So you can get all of your plugins right here. You can get all the add-ons for $197. But if you want a few more pieces of information, maybe if you're selling a physical product, you can add this add-on to get the correct billing address. This one's kind of nice to do a coupon. So if you're running a sale, you can actually say, I want this coupon code that people get 20% off or $20 off for the next 2 days or 4 hours or whatever that is. If you have a digital product that you're downloading, you can go ahead and set that up so people can download an ebook or, you know, whatever you have as a digital product. You also have the ability to do duplicate posts. So this is basically if you have, I don't know, like two or three ebooks and you're adding three or four more, you can just duplicate previous ones so you don't have to configure and set up things completely from scratch. You want to have a guest checkout, you can do that so people don't have to register. That's more for selling a physical product. You definitely want their information if they are paying you monthly and regularly. Let's see, what else? The membership one, we've got that enabled, that's turned on. If you want to have people to give the ability to have multiple purchases, so maybe they want to purchase a product and a membership, and then you want to enable the multi-item cart. If you wanted to process transactions via check or cash, but you wanted people to be able to, you know, stay within the funnel and whatnot, you'd want to do this. This may be good if you're going to a trade show or something like that, and people are purchasing products from you, and then but you still want to have their customer information with them, but they're going to pay you in person with a check or cash. That would be something to think about. You can also accept checks via, you know, if somebody would mail you a check and then you send out the product later. If you have physical products, you know, you want to ship things, you can do that. If you wanted to add product categories or product tags, you can do that. The recurring payments is already there. We did that already. If you wanted to sell simple items, if you didn't want a lot of customization, you just wanted to turn it on so you can just add a few small details about your product, that's what this is for. Shipping and taxes, those are pretty self-explanatory. If you wanted to enable WordPress page template meta boxes for your products, you could do that as well. So those are things to think about when you are, you know, these are different add-ons that you can have within your within Exchange. So you can see that it is very robust. There is a lot of features that you can use. There are so many cool things that you can do in addition to just creating a membership site. You can have a full e-commerce site. And so this is probably one of the most flexible ones that are out there. And this is one that I decided to spend some time on highlighting today. So I'm looking at the chat room. There are a few questions, so I'll go ahead and answer those. If you do have questions, feel free to ask a question there. Tim says, "Is there a place for a member profile?" So I'm guessing that you're asking about like so they can log in and they can set up a username, or like you want them to be able to kind of configure their membership, so they can go in, they can add, maybe you can have them define fields. And so maybe they put like their favorite color and things along those lines. Let me see. I'm not exactly sure if they do have anything like that. This is in the add-on section or in the get more section. These are the ones that are included in the pro pack. So these ones have, if you want to, you know, link up with your email add-on, or let's see what else they have here. Some of these other ones that are out here, these are, some of these are one-off ones that aren't included with the pro pack as well. So you can see customer history, so you can see what people are using, customer pricing, let's see, featured video, get response, manual purchase, memberships. I don't know if they do have a let's go to their site real quick and look just to see if they do have anything like that. This may list all of their add-ons that we can see. Gravity forms, table rate, abandoned cards, purchase buttons, Canadian. I'm just looking here. That's a great question. I've never thought about that. Membership, customer pricing. I don't know. That is a good question. Let me look in one more spot real quick. If we go to Exchange, and if we look for get the pro pack, maybe it'll list everything that we need here. See what's inside. Yeah, that's right where we were. So it looks like you can do, some of these are third party that are established and created by other people. And so that's what the third party ones are all about. So that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head, Tim, if it allows for that or not. We have the ability to see our members in here, but it doesn't look like they can go in and set up their profile. That would be more of like a buddy press. That's BB Press. I don't know if they had anything. Oh, yeah, Buddy Press. So it looks like, I think if you would install Buddy Press, that would give you the ability to use the Buddy Press feature to have people set up their own profiles. And then with Buddy Press, with the Buddy Press plugin for Exchange, the add-on, that would link the two pieces together and help manage that piece of thing. So that's what I would recommend, Tim. Andrew says, I'm working to build a free membership site that is more social than e-commerce. Any tips or tweaks for that kind of site? This is great for e-commerce, but wondering about having members plus content on the site, post in forums, and have customized views for the site, that sort of thing. So I guess it really depends, Tim, or on Andrew, if what you're really looking for, of course. Like, I'm actually thinking about launching a free membership site using Exchange. I think it can be used for that. I think that it does a really good job of I think what I would use it for is not necessarily because you don't necessarily need people to pay for content, but it's to get people in the door and to send them drip content, or to send them, you know, content regularly. So they've got to subscribe for a free account, or they've got to sign up for a free account, and then you can start contacting them and sending them information. If you wanted to, you know, have a weekly regular a website or a blog, or, you know, have a community inside, like once they're logged in, they can get all of this. You know, I think it's completely doable. I think that it just may be a little on the awkward side. And I know that I'm okay with setting it up in that way, because like all of the features, all the modules, you know, it's like, how much does this cost? And, you know, like all of these different things, it is made specifically for selling and to sell, you know, to have that membership site be costly, but you can set that up to be free as well. So I think that kind of answers your question, but you should be able to set it up to have the membership pages, or to have the forum pages hidden behind the membership. And so, like, you have to be gold member, you have to be at least a gold member to see the forum pages. You could set it up in that way. And so even though that gold is free, you know, you're still restricting people from the outside from being able to see this. And that would probably help cut down on people trafficking to your, you know, people coming to your site and leaving spam comments when they're not actually logged in or registered. So I think that would work. Matt asked, what types of sites other than e-learning would you use membership sites for? I think e-learning is probably the best example, and that's why I continue to use it during the webinar, because of the fact that, you know, a lot of people want to have reoccurring payments for e-learning type things. You know, you could also do like a membership, you could set up an online membership for a physical thing. So maybe you wanted to have like, one thing that comes to mind is like golf lessons. Like, you could set up a reoccurring payment for golf lessons, and, you know, you pay $100 a month and you get golf lessons, and, you know, whatever that looks like. I think a lot of, like, I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head, I don't know what else you could use besides like teaching. It seems like teaching, or like services, like, I think services would be another good business to be in. So maybe you want to kind of automate the whole process, and you want to have somebody pay you regularly for, say, web design services or for lawn care, or, you know, whatever it is. Say, you know, it's $20 a month, and then they sign up in this membership site, and this piece just manages your whole thing. Like, you don't necessarily have to go and invoice people every single month. You don't have to, you know, do all of that. You know, you just set them up as a membership site, as a reoccurring customer, and then you let iThemes Exchange or whatever plugin that you use, let that be the driver for taking payments, processing payments, and things like that. And so that's, I think, what you could use a membership site for that isn't learning. It isn't, you know, so you could use it for, you know, the guy that actually comes in, you know, sprays my yard, you know, they could set up a membership site so that I could get all of my treatments without ever having to pay. And they could just automatically, you know, they could basically say it's going to cost $400 for the whole summer. They could break that up into, you know, 6 month windows, you know, 6 months at a time, you know, break it up 400 divided by six, whatever that is, and just say, okay, month one, you're going to pay this, month two, and then it's just automatically set up. Then when they have that set up in that way, then they can also, they'll have my email address and they'll have all of this stuff connected. And since it's all connected into their site, or, you know, then they could send out, hey, we're coming soon. You know, we're going to be out here on this day. They can send me actual information about, you know, what's happening in my yard. Like, all of that kind of stuff can be done with a membership site as well. So hope that would help. Let's see. Andy says, I have a gymnastics club and was using WooCommerce for sales. What's the simplest way to create a simple membership for club members? Well, if you already have gymnastics set up on WooCommerce, then the easiest way, probably I would just stick with WooCommerce and then use that groups add-on that comes with that, because you've already got everything established and set up there. And so what you would do is you just can set that up. And I think what you can do is you can have that be just a product in your shopping cart. And so instead of people purchasing, you know, whatever they are purchasing through your WooCommerce site, they could purchase their membership through your site. And then you can just, once they've purchased it and set it up, then it would start that automatic reoccurring payment. And so it makes it really nice when people, you know, you don't have to go and invoice and send out customer, you know, the emails every month, or have people pay every time they come in. And so I think that would help as well. So, if you have any other questions, please let me know. I'll be here for the next little while just answering questions about membership sites. I think that they've been great questions here, because of the fact that I always think that membership site equals something digital, something, you know, e-course, e-learning, something along those lines, but it doesn't have to be. You can use the membership functionality, which is that regular occurring payment that needs to happen month after month after month, and just use that to drive your business, you know, set up, you know, it would be awesome. Like, I could see myself, if I was still developing websites and I wanted to have like four or five different clients on retainer, you know, maybe they wanted to pay $1,000 per month for me, you know, 4 days a month, you know, one day a week I spend dedicated on their website and their services. I could do that, and I could just, you know, have them sign up for a membership of, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever, and then it just automatically works. And I think one of the cool pieces about using a membership site is it just automates everything. You don't have to remember to go in and you know that on the first day of the month or whatever day you set it up, you're going to automatically get those payments. It's going to be good for your cash flow. The membership sites are awesome in the fact that you can see, you know, you can regularly predict how much income you're going to have. You know, if you're selling a plugin or if you're selling a service or whatever you may be selling, like if you have 10 people and they're paying you regularly for that service, and then you can see that you're, okay, the next month we got 12 and then the next month we got 15. And then you can kind of see what that growth is going to be. And as the growth grows, then your income grows and all of those themes as well. So that's one of the things that you can think about as well. Just a few pieces of information about how to build the different, I guess just different ways to make sure that you're giving value to people. So if they're paying for you for a membership monthly, make sure that you're doing something specifically for them each month, whether that be creating a new content or answering questions or doing a forum post or, you know, whatever that is, just make sure that you're continuing to give value to people, because if value is given, then people are going to feel like they're connected and they're willing to give you that money each month. Another thing that I know that will work too is, say that, you know, if say you want to get people in right away in the door for your brand new membership site, say that you're going to launch it at $20 per month or whatever your price figure is. And that if you lock in today, you'll be guaranteed that price forever, and then make new people pay after that period, $25 or $30. And then people are more willing to stay, even if they're not getting a lot of value out of it, because for the fear of, oh, I have to pay more if I leave and want to come back. And so that's another thing to think of as well. So if there's no other questions, we're at the hour mark. So we'll go ahead and just wrap up. And so thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate you spending the time this morning to go through and just learn about membership sites and how they can be used and how you can use them to grow your business. And you can add them onto your current website. If you're already running WordPress, it's very simple to add one of these plugins and just kind of add this as an additional feature. You know, most of these will work straight out of the box with your theme. All you have to do is configure them and set them up in the pages and everything. Like they'll inherit your CSS for your theme, so it'll look just like the rest of your site without really having to do a whole lot. So the challenge is, membership sites are extremely hard to get going and to have people attend, you know, regularly pay and continue to pay. So that's one of the challenges. Technically, they're easy to set up, but the hardest part is marketing, getting people to sign up and getting people to stay on the list. And so that's not what the webinar was about today, but those are some things to think about as well as you get ready to build a membership site for your business or your business or whatever. So that's all I'm going to say today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next month in May. We'll do another one of these webinars in the first weekend. It actually looks like May 1st, 2015 will be the next webinar. And until then, take care, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.